at times when there's really nothing going on. And so I'm assuming in those moments when there's really nothing happening in my solar plexus that that's contentment. Is that accurate?
Well, it would be accurate, and it is contentment. We've put contentment sort of in the center of the emotional scale, but because in the introduction of the emotional scale, with people learning about it for the first time, it really is where it belongs. But as you are becoming advanced movers of energy, what you begin to discover, and a better description of what contentment is, would be, I'm up to speed with who I am. Contentment is being up to speed with who I am. A feeling of exhilaration often means I'm not quite up to speed with who I am, but I'm in the vicinity, and so I'm being called more quickly to it. When you are up to speed with who you are, it's the difference between hoping, which is not up to speed, but close enough you're getting pulled along the way, believing, which is closer to up to speed, but not all the way, and knowing, which is up to speed. And so there's a little more thrill in hoping than there is believing, and there's a little more thrill in believing than knowing. When you know something, you just know it. You just know. When you know it, you are it. And when you are it, there's no diversity. And when there's no diversity, we would say satisfaction or contentment is the... But you can't stay focused there on all things very long. That's why this variety is always causing you to reach. The thing that we so want you to find and know and live is the thrill of a little contrast which causes you to reach, an acknowledgement that you've reached beyond where you commonly, chronically are, and then doing the work to get up to speed with it and having the fun of closing the gap. We really want to state that the fun of life, the joy of life, the thrill of life is in the closing of the gap. So if you never widen it, you can't close it. And if you never widen it, you can't expand. But if you widen it too far from where you're able to manage it, now you get out of balance because now you're in that yearning place, you see.
And when you close the gap, because you were out for a while, the vortex got bigger, so it should feel better going back in.
Always.
Correct?
Always. Yeah. What happens is, as life causes you to ask for more, that becomes who you are. That's home, so to speak. That's where the larger part of you is, and that's where everything and everyone you want is. So closing the gap is the only thing that will ever be satisfying to you, but you can't close the gap for very long because there is always more. We think that for a while we called this gathering the science of deliberate creation, but it made people too conscious of their thoughts. People were trying to cancel, suck thoughts back before law of attraction gets hold of them. I didn't mean it. And so we began putting more emphasis upon the art of allowing. The art of allowing. The art of allowing what? The art of allowing my alignment, the art of allowing me in the vortex, the art of allowing me to be up to speed with who I am. But now we would like to call it the art of awareness. The art of awareness of where I am. Another, the art of awareness, being kind to myself when I'm out of the vortex, and appreciative of the groundbreaking. We would like to call it the art of awareness, or the art of minding the gap. The art of knowing where I am. In other words, it's like when you go on vacation, you don't say, I'm going to go to all of these cities and then I'm coming back home and, oh, I'm already home before I go, so why go? I'll just check vacation off my list. I've already accomplished it. You go because you want the expansion. And so the art of allowing says, I want expansion, but I want managed expansion. I don't want life to jerk me into a wanting that's so far from where I am that now I'm living in yearning. I want a want from an attitude of at least hoping, and mostly believing. Wouldn't it be nice if you could stand where you are, knowing what you know, and know, or believe, or even hope, that you can be, or do, or have anything of your choosing, and even more, so can everyone else. Isn't that an exhilarating piece of knowledge, you see? So there's no competition of resources. Collectively, we are summoning from source. The universe is expanding.